Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
The S&P 500 is now trading at 21 times the projected earnings growth rate of 9% in 2025. That is an extremely rich multiple on a very optimistic earnings growth rate, given the fact that U.S. GDP shrank during Q1. And that shrinkage will soon be combined with significant margin pressure from the tariff chaos that began at the start of Q2. You simply cannot get earnings growth when both profit margins and the economy are contracting. Not only this, but a parade of companies are now pulling away revenue and earnings guidance for the second quarter, which is a very rare occurrence indeed. For example, take Snap, a technology company primarily known for its visual messaging app called Snapchat. The company also offers advertising services to businesses. The shares of the company fell 15% on one day, on the report that it would not provide any outlook for the second quarter, citing uncertainty surrounding, quote, how macroeconomic conditions may evolve in the months ahead and how this may impact demand more broadly, close quote. But as mentioned, Snap is not an isolated case. General Motors, UPS, Procter & Gamble, PepsiCo, Chipotle, Thermo Fisher, United, Delta, American, JetBlue, and Southwest Airlines, just to name a few of the larger companies suffering the same uncertainty about their future earnings prospects, which, if you want to know the truth, it's most all of them, but these are the ones that actually had the guts to admit it. Nevertheless, the stock market has already priced in the imminent removal of all tariffs, or at least most of the tariffs. The Fed's put being deployed, so think lower interest rates and quantitative easing, right around the corner. This is not going to happen. And the seamless extension of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, all of which occurring without any negative repercussions from rising deficits and spiking bond yields. What is not at all being priced in is the empty shelves and surge in prices, which lies just around the corner. As Bloomberg reports, by the middle of May, thousands of U.S. companies will be needing to replenish inventories. Big box retailers such as Walmart and Target told President Trump in a meeting last week that shoppers are likely to see empty shelves and higher prices very soon. Economists are warning of COVID-like shortages and significant layoffs in industries spanning trucking, logistics, and retail. This is not theory or conjecture on anyone's part, my part, or the part of corporations. Since the U.S. raised levies on China to 145% in early April, cargo shipments have plummeted by 65%. The ramifications from this tax shock are now unavoidable, at least for the short term. Peter Friedman, executive director of the Agricultural Transportation Coalition, a leading export trade group for farmers, reported to CNBC that the number of canceled purchases of U.S. agriculture should not be described as approaching a crisis. Quote, it's a full-blown crisis already. It's a full-blown crisis already. For example, data released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture revealed last week that China made its biggest cancellation of pork orders since 2020. Think COVID. Halting a shipment of 12,000 tons of that other white meat. The ATC also reported massive losses are already racking up at farms due to canceled orders, pricing pressures, slumping demand, and layoffs as China stops buying products such as pork, hay, straw, and lumber. Here's just a few examples of price hikes that have very recently been imposed on consumers from the company Shein, which is a global e-commerce platform. Kitchen cleaning towels up 377%. Blinds up 219%. Wax strips and wipes up 205%. Eyebrow gel up 199%. Meat shredder up 210%. Inflation has become the salient issue for the U.S. consumer, especially for those in the bottom four quintiles. For instance, 11.1% of all credit card holders are now making only the minimum down payment on their outstanding balances. This is the largest percentage on record in the 12-year history of this data series. A LendingTree survey found 25% of buy now, pay later users are funding grocery purchases with this type of loan. Yes, they are buying food on layaway. This is an increase from the 14% figure in 2024. Also, 41% of survey respondents said they made a late payment on a buy now, pay later loan in the last year, which is up from 34% in the prior year. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure, known as the Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, sharply increased by 3.6% in Q1, up from 2.4% in Q4 of last year. The economic data is already rancid, and this is before the markets and economy hit a major speed bump following the April tariff chaos. Do not forget that the March and Q1 data contains the front-running of tariffs on the part of consumers and corporations, but we will see the data from this current month begin to get reported in May and June. So yes, expect the plunging soft data to be reflected in the hard data very soon. By the way, Q1 GDP fell by 0.3% quarter over quarter at a seasonally adjusted annualized rate. Hence, we are already half of the way to a technical recession. U.S. job openings dropped to 7.19 million in March versus the 7.5 million estimate and the 7.5 reading reported in February. Existing home sales fell 5.9% in March from February, according to the National Association of Realtors. That is the slowest March sales pace since 2009. That is the global financial crisis. The March trade deficit widened to $162 billion, up from $147 billion in April. This not only puts more pressure on the Trump administration to increase tariffs and make U.S. export-friendly trade deals, but it also puts more downward pressure on GDP growth. Speaking of the further economic drop to come in Q2, private sector payroll growth, according to ADP, increased by just 62,000 individuals in April, missing the estimate of 120,000 and well below the March gain of 147,000. The stock market is in big trouble unless the following three conditions are met. One, there must be an immediate cessation of the tariff war, meaning all countries must stay at the current 10% level or below after the 90-day reprieve ends in July. It's coming quickly. And the China tariffs are brought down below 70%, at least below 70% within that same time frame. Two, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act must get extended, and the debt ceiling must be raised by this summer. Three, the $4 trillion increase in deficits over the 10-year horizon from making the TCJA permanent does not cause a revolt in the bond market. Pento Portfolio Strategies is now positioned in low volatility stocks, well, short the higher volatility sector. We own some exposure to India, which we picked up recently, which is the nation that I believe will benefit one of the most from the isolation of China. We are generating significant income from short-duration treasury bonds. And of course, we have some gold as a ballast and hedge against the falling confidence in the U.S. dollar and falling real interest rates. We will monitor the tariff situation along with the fiscal and monetary impulses for opportunities to either increase our longs or get deeper into shorting. In fact, given the tightening of financial conditions that we monitor over the past few weeks, we've increased our short exposure today. As always, we will own whichever equity, bond, commodity, or currency that best fits the second derivative of inflation and growth. Unbiased and active management truly has its advantages.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you are not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.